Parnell, I want to thank you for being with us, and if you want, you have a microphone, just give you an opportunity to say what you want to say. So here you go.
I appreciate that, Mr. President. It has been a great convention. You know, this morning I decided that what I would do is just kind of walk around and mingle a little bit. I have not tried, I don't want to be too disruptive, but I've very, hopefully inconspicuously, spoken to a few people, and I've been sort of sitting up here at the head table all weekend, and you're sort of confined because you can't meet people when there's a table between you. And I must say that I came in Thursday. We landed about 2 o'clock, and Carl received me and Mindy. They were so hospitable, and we went to dinner Thursday night and began to look in on the breakout sessions on Friday morning, and of course the pool party was great. I showed up at the pool in my suit Thursday night. People were wondering whether I would really come in my swim trunks on Friday, but I managed to do it, and didn't get too many laughs, which I appreciated. And we, of course, got to sing. People couldn't see me. Yeah. That's a good thing. Consider yourself lucky. But we had got to do some singing on Friday night, and I thought that the sessions yesterday were most impressive. I told Carl this morning that the governor considers him, well, he used the word blind yesterday. He said he was a blind guy. His letter on Friday, you noticed, he used the word legally blind. It was probably drafted by an intern or something. But I thought that it showed at least a knowledge on his part of where he was, which, as I understand it, looking in from the outside, it was a good move for him, because sometimes maybe he's done some things that politically, if you're looking at a political strategy, it wouldn't have been the best thing to do. And so he's got a tough road ahead of him in the coming year with the elections, I guess, next November. Is that right? Okay. So he knew where he was yesterday. He didn't call himself legally blind or visually impaired. He said blind. And I thought, well, you know, that says something, just very subtle. He used it at least twice. And I told Carl, you know, Carl, you're the elected leader of the blind of the state. And the governor's a blind guy, so you're his state president. And you know, I think, and on a serious note, I think that Carl should treat the governor that way. Yes, Governor Patterson is the governor, and President Jacobson is the president of the New York affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind. And so I saw a mutual respect there between those two CEOs. And Governor Patterson has his responsibilities, and President Jacobson has his. And he's handled his responsibilities quite well. And let's give President Jacobson a hand for what he has done related to this convention. You're in very good hands here with Carl, and I was glad to see that he was so enthusiastically reelected this morning. He is an asset to the national board, and when he goes to other states to serve as national rep, he contributes to those conventions in a meaningful way. And you're fortunate to have him here day in and day out as your state president in New York. I look forward to seeing many of you in D.C., and then, of course, next summer in Dallas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Parnell.
I'll speak to you again before we go.
You bet, buddy. Thank you, Parnell, and on behalf of all of us, safe trip home.